What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Prep Rally Podcast, your go-to huddle for high school sports action in Northwest Arkansas and the River Valley.
We've got highlights, hype, of course, our Gimme Five and Top Five, where we count down the top athletes of the week. I'm Graham Thomas.
And I'm Sydney Ruth Mulvannon. Whether you're listening on the way to practice or sitting in the stands, we've got something for every high school sports fan. Let's kick it off with this week's biggest wins and wildest finishes as we reel it back.
Okay. Well, Sydney, it is conference time.
Yes, finally.
No more of these so-called meaningless non-conference games, which I'm going to tell you what, they're not meaningless. They have plenty of meaning. Every week's game is the biggest game of the year because it's this week's game.
Yep.
So every game this week is the biggest game of the year for these teams.
I've been ready for it. It's felt like an ice age to me. It's felt so long.
Well, it's not the ice age in the River Valley. Good morning, Leland.
Well, it is a little cool. I have sweats on today, and it's, I'm not real happy about that. But it is almost October. It's time for conference play. So, you know, the real football season is here. As the coaches like to say, season one is non-conference, and then there's season two, which is conference play, and then season three, the playoffs. So we're ready for season two.
All right. Well, for first day of fall for sure. Let's take a look at some of the games from this past week. There weren't a whole lot of them, but there were some interesting times. So, Sydney, I have to tell you, I got my first look at your Bentonville Tigers. And
my Bentonville Tigers.
Well, yeah. And, boy, they just crushed Lee's Summit North.
Don't put bias on me.
It was – It took a little while for Bentonville to get going. Like, I think their first four offensive possessions, they did basically nothing. Now, they did block a punt and return it for a touchdown. But once they got going, they were up 21-7 at halftime and really rolled to a 45-28 victory. Mm-hmm. They're 3-0 now and entering conference play. Remember last year, they were 0-3 entering conference play. We all knew they were a better team than that. Now we know they're a good team. They're defending conference champions.
Still a little too early, though.
My Fayetteville Bulldogs were down 21-0 at Texas High on Friday.
Yeah.
And how about this, y'all? They rallied to take a 29-28 lead, and then I guess Texas High regrouped, came back and won the game 42-29. Haven't gotten to talk with really anyone involved with Fayetteville just yet, but I know that a bright side to that is when you're down 21-0 at a major national power high school and you come back and you take a lead, that's good. That's a good sign. So not all negative there for Fayetteville.
Yeah. Especially I think a really good competitive team to play in non-conference.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you're not going to get any better kind of quality competition than that.
Mm-hmm.
Fayetteville, look, they're my pick to win the conference still. So they've got a really good football team. I'm sure they'll have a lot of great video to look at this week and get back on track. Speaking of getting back on track, we had the Elkins Elks. Our guy Rick Fires was there at that one. Boy, they just...
Oh, Rick was at that one.
Oh, yeah. They just pummeled Harding Academy. And so... A couple of years ago, that was in the state semifinals where Harding Academy came up here and beat Elkins, beat an undefeated Elkins team. So, Elkins the favorite to win the 4A1. How about down the River Valley? Hackett with a nice win at Mountainburg. We'll hear more about the Hackett Hornets a little bit, Leland, but, that's a not an easy victory. It's kind of a trip, and, you're playing at Mountainburg. I mean, that's kind of a tough place to play, I think.
Well, both teams were 2-0, final non-conference game, a very evenly matched game, I thought, going into it. Hackett rolled in this game last year because Ryan Allen, the Mountainburg quarterback, went out early in that game. But he played the whole game on Friday night. And Hackett, Hackett may make a little bit of noise in the 3A1. You know, we don't know how they stack up really with, you know, the big three of Boonville, Charleston, and Mansfield. But if they can get that fourth playoff spot or maybe even, you know, sneak up there, obviously they're good. LeVac is good. So it was a good win. Finished non-conference play 3-0 for the Hornets.
A good win for Hackett. And then we're also going to mention Southside going on the road and to Little Rock Southwest. And, you know, it was a little bit closer than I thought it was going to be. I don't know if Kim Dameron did that on purpose to make sure that he got enough playing time for his guys in there. But they didn't – they were comfortably ahead, but they just didn't blow them out either.
Yeah, Southside scored on their first two possessions, three of their first four possessions. Then they kind of misfired a few times after that. They led 21-0 at the half. They scored twice in the third quarter to put the game away, and they were up, you know, big enough that, you know, they kind of put it in the cruise control. But I think Coach Dameron, you know, he even said they didn't play their best, and they should have put the game away a little bit earlier. But it was their first time. This was Southside's first time to travel to Little Rock in back-to-back weeks since 2006. Next week, they go to Mountain Home. So they will go an entire month without being at home. And as Coach Dameron said, they've kind of become the road warriors.
Well, here comes the geography lesson again.
Oh, gosh. You know, I don't want a geography lesson. At this point, I don't.
Well, I'll tell you what, having to make two back-to-back trips to Little Rock and then going to Mountain Home, mm-hmm. I'd take the Little Rock trips any day and going to Mountain Home.
Oh, so, you know what?
Absolutely.
I'll just kind of put myself under fire here. You know, if you asked me to drive directly to Little Rock, I'd probably end up in Oklahoma first before Little Rock, if I'm being honest. But that's not only the only misfire I had this week. Yeah, my picks were like that this entire week, and I only got one right, which was Memphis, Arkansas.
Well, on you did better than that on our picks of the week grid.
Well, I was
the
surprised.
River Valley Democrat Gazette every Thursday, folks.
I will say I'm a biased Arkansas fan, born and raised, and this is the first time in my life I went against the Hogs, and they proved me right, which I was really sad about. Leland made a funny comment earlier, though.
Unfortunately, they proved you right.
Yeah. Well, here's my one comment, and maybe we can kind of fully answer this later about Southside, Leland, but 3-0, and what now? You know, what's going to happen next? I think we'll see over the upcoming weeks. They've got a really tough one starting up with Mountain Home to open up 6A West Conference play. So, again, tough assignment, and we'll see what's going on for the Mavericks. So that's kind of the you know, the short look of what happened in a very limited week last week. But I think the big takeaways are the, you know, Bentonville Tigers are a good football team. Fayetteville's also a good football team. I can't wait till those two play each other. It's going to be a fun night whenever that happens.
Bentonville West, Fayetteville. I mean, those games, conference play is here, and I think each team is bringing it this year.
Yep, I think so.
Well, before we go into break, I want to thank our sponsors for our show, West Termite. Take control of your pests with West. Whether it's termites, mosquitoes, bedbugs, weeds, or lawn disease, West has the experience serving Arkansas, Missouri, and Oklahoma since 2003. Book your free consultation online today at westtermite.com. After all, West knows pests best. Welcome back to Prep Rally. We're going to get right into the upcoming matches and predictions. Conference play is finally here, so let's talk about it.
Okay, well, I think it's only appropriate that we start in the 7A West.
Yeah.
And
with your Fayetteville Bulldogs.
With my Fayetteville Bulldogs playing my Bentonville West. They're all mine, right? They're all ours. Let's just put it that way. So,
yeah.
They're all big games, too. Mm-hmm. But I think the one I'm really keeping my eye on, and I wish I was covering, but we're going to send Henry out there. Fayetteville at Bentonville West from Wolverine Stadium. So you're going to have two teams that are 2-1, but both teams feel like they're really good football teams. Probably a lot of points scored in this game. I'd be disappointed if there wasn't.
Yeah.
But Fayetteville and Bentonville West. So Fayetteville, you know, we got Hank Hendricks, the quarterback. We got the Johnson twins, running back and wide receiver. You got Catavian Taylor. You got Will Caston and Brody Jones defensively. A lot of good players on Fayetteville. Mm-hmm. Bentonville West is sneaky good, though. They've got Trey Thompson. They've got Ryan Adjum. They've got Nash, the running back. They've got Chandler, the sophomore offensive lineman who's only 15 years old and is getting all these great prospects and looks.
It's just really hard to tell, honestly, this year with how well these teams played in non-conference.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, there is that. That's why the conference is the great equalizer, Sydney. Yeah. So we'll know. We'll know how good Fayetteville is. We'll know how good Bentonville West is after Friday night.
It's games like these that make my season.
But the cool thing is with those two, you know, Fayetteville played Broken Arrow.
Yeah.
And they played Texas High. Mm-hmm. They played some really good teams. Bentonville West played Greenwood. They played, well, they beat up really bad on a Muskogee team. They went to Cabot and scored 52 points. Yep. So Cabot may not be at that level, but going to Cabot and doing that is pretty impressive. So
better than last year, though.
This is a huge game for both teams, both who feel like, you know, they're in contention for the conference. I'm going to move over to Bentonville and Harbor. So the great storyline here, we got Harbor head coach Aaron Dannenhauer. He's a Bentonville Tiger through and through. He was on the Tiger state championship team in 2001. He went to the University of Tulsa and played and has been on the Bentonville staff. But he's at Harbor now as head coach. He's going up against his old guys in that Bentonville coaching room. And I'll tell you what, Leland, that one's not a foregone conclusion. I think that's going to be a close ball game, Bentonville and Harbor and Bentonville West and Fayetteville.
Mm-hmm. Well, and, you know, like you said, Aaron Dannenhauer is a legend at Bentonville. And I think there were very few jobs that he would have left Bentonville for. So the fact that he did leave Bentonville, a very comfortable position, his hometown, to go to Harbor, I think speaks highly of what he thinks the possibilities are there. And we'll see if it starts on Friday night with him and the Wildcats.
Oh, I have a hot take too. So my favorite thing about Dannenhauer back at Media Day when he did the rah, you know, we didn't show to pull the video of that. I mean, that just shows that he's all bought into what we're doing
here. I think all the coaches from Media Day are bought into their teams because the amount of ridiculous things that me, Diana, and Faith made them do, I'm pretty surprised
they weren't wild about it, but that was really
for anyone
funny.
Who doesn't know, and we'll probably show the video on here. At Media Day, we gave them a little prompt that they had to reenact a scene from Jurassic World, and Coach Dannenhauer was the dinosaur.
Oh, it was funny. We completely destroyed the set and
yeah,
all that.
The backdrop fell. It was truly like being in Jurassic World. So
what was your hot take?
Well, I think too. Being around these high school kids, I think, keeps them young at heart. I know it certainly, you know, helps me. I think it helps us, you know, being around them and talking to them and getting to know them and things. I think it just kind of helps keep us all young.
Mm-hmm. Well, I am young, so it was exactly my vibe. Sorry to diss y'all, but that's just the truth.
Okay, hot take. What's your hot take?
Oh, my hot take's a little controversial, but Leland was like, his hometown's Bentonville. I guarantee you he probably still lives there.
Well, I mean, no reason to sell your house. I promise you his loyalties are with his Harbor Wildcats.
Oh, I believe it. I believe it. The dinosaur proved it.
Okay, let's move into the 6A West. So Shiloh Christian Greenwood, you know, Leland, I'm just gonna go ahead and turn this one over to you because we were talking about Shiloh is banged up and I just don't know what they're gonna be able to do. Then they go and beat Bethany, Oklahoma, 72-0. So, I think it's gonna be an interesting time at Smith Robinson Stadium on Friday night.
Well, we've said all along that there are three gigantic games in the state this year: Conway and Bryant from the 7A Central, Fayetteville and Bentonville in the 7A West, and Shiloh Christian and Greenwood in the 6A West. Those are by far and away the three biggest games in the state this season. And we get this one right off the start of conference play, which is just gigantic. I think both teams are a little bit beat up. Both have played a very good non-conference schedule. So both of them are a little bit beat up. I know that, Greenwood's already lost one starter on defense. Griffin Mason, we're not sure of his status. He did not play Friday night at Bethany. Obviously, they didn't need him. Greenwood won both of these games last year. It was very close at Shiloh Christian during the regular season. The state championship game was a little more comfortable for Greenwood, but they won both of those games. But in neither one of those games did Cole Creighton, the outstanding Shiloh Christian quarterback, play. Now, there's not very many times that a really good team can lose a top quarterback and still get to the championship game. So Shiloh Christian was able to do that. But Cole Creighton's a starter for a reason. He's going to be healthy. He's going to play in this game. This is going to be two of the outstanding quarterbacks in the state, and Kane Archer at Greenwood and Cole Creighton at Shiloh Christian.
It's going to be a fun game. I think the game in Mountain Home, Southside at Mountain Home, is going to be fun. Like we said, that's a tough trip to make. So advantage Mountain Home, Leland.
Yeah, that's another one of those really intriguing games. And we didn't see this maybe at the beginning of the year as I guess is defined as it is right now. But I think these are the best four teams based on the non-conference schedules that we've seen and the results. These are the best four teams in the 6A West. Now, the loser obviously still has a lot to play for in both of these games, but these are two huge games to start off the 6A West schedule.
Well, I believe we have an interview with Peyton Zimmerman that Mr. Barclay had this past week. Peyton Zimmerman's a talented football player, and if they're going to go get a win at Mountain Home, he's going to have to be a big part of it. So we'll hear right now what Peyton Zimmerman had to say.
Just tell me, a couple of big plays from the passing game. You and Key both had, was it a fun game tonight?
Yes, of course. It's always fun when we get up early. I mean, we didn't execute like we would like to, but getting up early and kind of having that momentum is always fun to be able to make some big plays in the back end. So,
kind of take me through that third down play, because that was the clinching touchdown that kind of put it away. What was that kind of play call, and what did you see on it?
We just had a kind of a bubble screen inside of me, and I just had good line and good blocks to get in there, and then made one guy miss, and then just was gone.
Because it looked like maybe the play wasn't going to get the first down at first, and then you kind of made a couple of moves, and did it look that open, or did you think you were going to be able to convert that first down?
It looked really open, and I was like, I gotta get this first down. I'm not going to let anybody take me off. And the good thing is I sweat a lot, so he just kind of slipped right off of me, so that helped a little bit.
All right. And let's just hit a couple of highlights on the 5A West. So we're talking about, there's some interesting games like Pea Ridge and Farmington and, stuff like that. But the one I've really got my eye on is Harrison and Alma. You have two very tradition-rich programs. Mm-hmm. Harrison was coached by Tommy Tice for so long, Alma by Frankie Vines. They were great rivals back in the day, but both of them have been a little down. Harrison won just two games last year. Alma won four or five and didn't make the playoffs. If either one of these teams is going to qualify in one of the top four playoff spots in the 5A West, I feel like this is a must-win for them.
Absolutely. This is one of those games that when you look at everything else, first game of conference play is never going to be an elimination game, and it's not going to be a clincher for the winning team, but it's going to go a long ways to determining both of these teams' fortunes the next 6 weeks.
Can't agree more. How about the 4A1? Gentry and Elkins are going to play each other. Gentry, they feel really good about their football team over there. Elkins is the defending conference champions. And Gravett and Lincoln, I think that's going to be kind of a fist fight over at Wolves Stadium in Lincoln. So that big game's there. The 3A1. Okay, well, let's talk about the 3A1. This week, I don't think we have a whole lot of drama going on. But the drama is coming. Winter is coming, as they said on Game of Thrones. It's coming.
Oh, gosh.
So.
Yeah, the 3A1 this week, this is kind of the I guess, the quiet before the storm.
I mean, after that, I think we get about 3 or 4 weeks in a row with some big time matchups in the 3A1. So, well, it's coming.
Yeah. And before we get into the who you got, I thought I'd make this announcement on the show. But we've been getting a few comments about, you know, why their team isn't ranked where they are on like the high school AP poll. Just wanted to make the statement, we as Prep Rally do not make the poll. So if you say, why is my team number 5, number 6, that is not us. But question for y'all, should we make our own top 10 poll? I think at this time we should, you guys.
Sydney's poll. So.
Sydney's poll. No, no, no. Our poll.
Well, my team, your team. And it is exactly, the Arkansas Sports Media poll is exactly that. It is a poll taken from sports writers and sportscasters from around the state. So there is a wide variety of opinions. And then they're tabulated, and that's the way it is. It's not one man's rankings like what you see in some other places. Mm-hmm. It is a poll and a consensus of opinions from around the state. And I don't understand it either sometimes. I think it was Greenwood dropped the spot because they didn't even play. So
yeah.
How can that be?
Don't know.
And then how can a team – and another thing, too, that I disagree with is if a team loses to an out-of-state team, why should they drop? It's an out-of-state team. You know, for example, if Fayetteville drops because they lost to Texarkana, Texas High, you know, why should that drop a team from Arkansas because they lost to an out-of-state school? But, you know, again, it's polls and it's varying opinions.
So it should. So that's your confirmation that all three of us should have a poll. Yeah.
I've got something to say, too. Somebody on this poll voted Fort Smith Southside number one in Class 6A, and I demand you reveal who you are because that's such a great that's such a great statement to make.
What if it's Leland?
I don't think it's Leland.
No, I'm very you know, I don't mind telling anybody how I vote. In fact, I'll get into that a little bit when we do the who you got a little bit later.
Okay, if we're just going to be completely honest today, I think we should do that in the who you got. I think we should just lay it bare.
Well, how about let's do who you got?
Yeah, let's start being honest in these who you got.
Diana, our producer, is going to be getting mad at us for going over time. So, who you got? Okay, so let's start it up with this, guys. We're going to start in that 4A1 conference. Sure. Grab it at Lincoln. I told you it's going to be a bloodbath. Two very physical, hard-nosed teams going at each other. Grab it at Lincoln. Who you got, Sydney?
Grab it.
Oh, grab it. Who you got, Leland?
I'm going to go the home team, Lincoln.
Ah, drats.
Well, I like a little diversity in who you got.
Yeah, but I always hesitate a little whenever Leland gives his pick.
I'm also going to go grab it. They're going to have a tough time with Caden Jobe at Lincoln. He does everything for the Wolves, but I think the Grab It Lions are going to win in a close one at Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
In the 5A West, we have Harrison at Alma. I'll start us off with this one. I'm going to take the Alma Airedales at home over Harrison. I've just not seen enough from Harrison yet to make me think they can make the trip, the long trip, down to Alma from Harrison and win the football game. Sydney, who you got?
Alma.
Leland, who you got?
You know, I know that Alma didn't have the best non-conference schedule. And you know, this is one of the most traditional 5A West games of all season. These are two teams. They've went at each other a long time. In fact, back when Tom Tice was at Harrison and Frank Vines was at Alma head coaches, you know, they were such good friends. Tom Tice would come down early and him and Frank Vines would spend an hour and a half before the game talking and spending time with each other. In fact, no two coaches in state history ever played against each other more than Tom Tice and Frank Vines. It was an extremely close series.
Pick a team, Leland.
All that being said, I will take Alma at home to win the game on Friday night.
Love it. I mean, you can't get that anywhere else, folks.
True.
So, a game we've talked about, you know, at length here now. Fort Smith Southside at Mountain Home, two teams that are ranked high in the Arkansas Sports Media Poll. One of them ranked, you know, number one by someone out there. But I tell you what, who you got? I don't got Southside going and winning at Mountain Home. I think the Bombers are a really good football team. Steve Airey has got them playing really well. Give me Mountain Home over Fort Smith Southside. Who you got, Sydney?
It was not me who voted in that poll, but I'm going to say Southside because I
– Oh, hey, how about that?
I do want to see them get 4-0. I do.
Oh, I mean, I want to see that too, but, I mean, I'm just being realistic here. Leland, who you got?
I do think Southside is capable of going on the road and winning this game.
Come on, Leland.
However, in the case of, you know, clarity and I have picked Mountain Home all season, number 4 in Class 6A in the Arkansas Sports Media Poll. I have picked Southside 5th all year. So Mountain Home is at home. I'd be a hypocrite if I went against that. So I am picking Mountain Home. Both of these teams are 3-0, very good teams. Some great players in this game, but I think Mountain Home wins at home.
Close. Mountain Home, close.
Okay, I'll take it.
Okay, here comes the
oh, my
the moment of truth on these two.
Yeah.
Well, how about you just lead us off? Shiloh Christian at Greenwood, who you got?
And also for reference, because we've had this comment before too, that I'm a Greenwood stan. Listen, all of the teams are my teams. So, but I pick Greenwood.
You know, it's really hard to go against Greenwood at home.
It's not that I don't like Shiloh Christian. It's just the fact that I think Greenwood, with the younger players they have now, I think they've just proven in tight-knit situations that they can get it done. And I think in a situation like this, a repeat of the state championship last year, I mean, I know Shiloh's going to want some redemption in that game, but, I mean, it's going to be the team who gets it done in the last minute. And I think that's Greenwood right now.
You know, I had a great time at Shiloh Christian a couple weeks ago, and then I went back on the Tuesday after and got a feature story on the two receivers, Slider and Kemp, and really just love going over there and talking football with those guys. That being said, I wish they had Griffin Mason. And Griff, if you're seeing this, I hope you're getting better, man.
Yeah.
Your team needs you back, but not this week, guys. Greenwood wins, beats Shiloh Christian.
I think just like all the games Greenwood's played this year, it's going to be really close. It's not going to be a blowout like the state championship.
No, and I don't think it's going to be a blowout because Shiloh Christian's a really good team. Yeah. They're going to score some points. So
I think it'll be within 3.
Leland, who you got?
Well, you know, again, Greenwood has won 71 straight games at home. They've won 12 state titles, which is more than any other team in the state in the modern playoff era, which began in 1968. Kane Archer is arguably, and there may not be an argument, that he's the best quarterback in the state. There's a lot of things that point to Greenwood winning this game. I've picked Greenwood number 1 in 6A all year. I picked Shiloh Christian number 2 all year in 6A. Even though Shiloh Christian may have a little bit better receiving core than Greenwood, maybe a little better running game than Greenwood. Greenwood still has Champ Davis, Kane Archer, and a very good defense that I think is going to rise to the occasion on Friday night. I see no reason why Greenwood will not win this game.
Well, there you have it, folks. Last one, who you got? Fayetteville at Bentonville West. Sydney, I know you like both these teams.
I don't know who to pick, to be honest. Like, I feel like we have, you know, gotten to know Bentonville West as a team this year so much, as same with Fayetteville. And if you haven't seen our Prep Rally road trip episodes, the one about Fayetteville is out now. The one about Bentonville West is coming out this Thursday, so stay tuned. So we got to know these teams, not just by watching them, but also on a personal level.
You spend a lot of time out there with these kids.
Yeah, so we've gotten to really know them off the field, too. So this is like picking your favorite kid here. I don't know. Can I be like indifferent? I really just don't know on this one. This is going to be the toughest pick of the year for me, I think. Ah! y'all pick first. I need to think about it still.
Okay, well, without all the dramatics, I'm going to go with Fayetteville to beat Bentonville West in a close ball game, but I think Bentonville West is very capable of winning this
Heartless.
Game.
Heartless.
So, hey, I'm a cold-hearted snake. What can I say? Fayetteville, though, I think is going to win this ball game. They're going to bounce back, but Bentonville West will give them all their money's worth. Leland, who you got?
Well, I think Bentonville West quarterback Trey Thompson is maybe the best quarterback in the state that nobody's talking about much. Mm. I think he kind of gets overlooked in the 7A West thus far too a little bit. But 99 against Texarkana, I went back and looked, and that has not happened very many times over the last 15 or 20 years, which is unusual. But it's also the level of competition has a lot to do with that. I think Fayetteville wins this game pretty handily.
All right. Can I get a drum roll from you two? With my final pick of the who you got, Bentonville West. I'm just going to go for it. I just really think that they're a team that are proving themselves this year after the season they had last year.
If we
year,
had
so.
A game day crew behind us, they'd be going crazy.
Oh, my great. Gosh. That took so much out of me.
Well, let's I'll tell you what. Let's give Sydney a break here. Before we get into the Gimme Five, we want to remind everyone that NWA Online and RiverValleyDemocratGazette.com are the premier spots to get all the latest news of all high school sports. Additionally, you can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Prep Rally Pod, where we share exclusive interviews with players and we have a little fun over there. Now, we all good to go, you think? I could read a spot, you know.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. Thank you, because I was a bit winded.
you needed a moment there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, when we come back, we will get into our Gimme Five and Top Five. This is Prep Rally.
My name is Marvin Thompson, and this is the River Valley Gimme Five.
These are the top five performances last week in the River Valley, and wow, what a variety we have. Number five. Golf, Garrison Whitworth of Poto, in Poto's first golf tournament of the year, he shot a 2-under-70, 1-by-11 at the Huebner Fall Invitational at Wolf Mountain, and the Pirates won by 30 strokes in the first tournament of the season. Number four, we go to volleyball. Julia Sugg, a senior at Southside, helped the Lady Mavericks sweep Northside 3-0, had 21 assists, 10 digs, and a 3-0 sweep in the Battle of Rogers Avenue, volleyball style. Number three, John Crank, a running back for Subiaco Academy, 25 carries, 229 yards, and 3 touchdowns in a 40-0 win over Marshall. But big shout-out to Subiaco's defense, which has not given up a point this season. Number two, Cale Porter, a senior defensive end from Clarksville, in a 36-6 win over Dover. Porter had 8 solo tackles, 7 assists, 3 tackles for lost yardage, and 4 sacks in a big win for Clarksville, their first win of the year to lead them into conference play against Valonia. And we talked to Mitchell Powers, the Clarksville head coach, about that win.
Big win for you guys on Friday night. Has to give you some momentum.
Yes, sir. We feel like our guys have gotten better from first week, where we definitely had some struggles against a good Ozark team. We felt like we got a little better against Pottsville week two and put a lot of things together this week against Dover. So the consistent climb from week to week is something that we harp on with our guys. We have to be better from this week to next. So it was awesome to have the success Friday.
Well, and especially, you know, offensively and defensively both. Ran the ball well. Defense, too, gave up just one touchdown. So, a good all-around performance.
Yes, sir. We had over 300 yards on the ground. I think 26 pancakes up front total from our big guys that led the way. 2 guys with over 100 yards rushing. And then defensively, we had Cale Porter had 4 sacks on the night. 17 plus total things that he was involved in between solos, assists, hurries, those sacks, tackles for losses. We had a bunch of guys sticking their nose in it. I know Rylan Milson, Jaden Hasty on the edges did a great job for us. We played really well on both sides of the ball. That's something that was awesome to see and really happy for our guys.
Number four, the River Valley Democrat Gazette Player of the Week, Matt Garner, a senior quarterback from Hackett, in a 25-12 win over Mountainburg. He threw two touchdown passes and ran for a touchdown in that final non-conference win of the season.
Hi, this is Kendrick Williams, and this is the NWA Top 5, Purple Rain.
And I will jump us right into our top five. And we're going to start with number five, the Fayetteville Boys Golf Team. Our program, Prep Rally Program of the Week, we'll have them honored at the Hogs Illustrated Luncheon later this week. They shot a team score of 279 to win the 6A West. They call it the 6A West Conference Tournament. It's not officially the conference tournament, but it's all the teams from the 6A West. A lot of good golf teams in that conference. 279 last week at Eagle Crest Golf Course in Alma. So the significance here, Coach Scott Williams of Fayetteville High, love the guy. He's just so much fun to talk to. But he told me yesterday, said he's not sure. He went back and checked. They had a lot of good golf teams at Fayetteville. He's not sure he's ever had a team shoot 279. It's a lot of 280s and then the 284s and whatnot. But I'll tell you what, if they go 279 at the state tournament, it's going to be a good state tournament for Fayetteville. Number four, Gabe Cerna of Green Forest, 10 carries, 161 yards, two touchdowns on the ground in a 42-26 win over Greenland last week. Green Forest is out to a great start under Coach Dalton Ewing. He's a first-year coach there. Really happy for the Red Tigers of Green Forest. Number three, I love this name, one of my favorite ones of the all-names team this year, Conrad Schmitz of Bentonville.
He's Team Conrad.
He is, you know, when you think about Bentonville, you think of Blair Irvin III. You think of Devontae Prevost, who's one of the really – both those guys are committed to the Razorbacks. And then you have Conrad Schmitz, who guys are looking at him, they're like, really? You know, and yeah, really. He had an 82-yard touchdown catch. Overall, he had seven catches for 134 yards and a pair of – or three touchdowns overall. And we have some video of Conrad that we caught up with him after the ball game. You know, big win for you guys, 3-0 non-conference. That's such a difference from last year at 0-3. So I know you got to be proud of where y'all are at.
Yeah, definitely. You know, last year was definitely a slow start, but I mean, our non-conference is so tough, and I think it really sets us up to just dominate over the conference. And, you know, we're just going to play great and just keep doing our thing through conference.
The offense really got going in the second quarter and third quarter especially. You know, you and Cole had a connection going. That was really nice to see.
Yeah, you know, we've always had a great connection for so many years. And I think once we were able to establish that run and really start gunning them, Chris had a great night. And I think that just, like, allowed us to, you know, take advantage of the outside and the corners and just torch them all night.
All right, number two, Connor Hamm of Elkins, 22 carries, 151 yards, five touchdowns. I don't have enough digits on this hand. Well, I have exactly the right amount, as it turns out.
Well, it's being covered by your stats, so use your other hand.
Five touchdowns for Connor Hamm of Elkins. They had a big win against Harding Academy. And our player of the week, and I don't know that we've ever had a player of the week from Berryville before, C.T. Hicks. I see you mouthing over me, where is Berryville? Well, Berryville and Green Forest are right next to each other.
That is a myth. I never said that.
In Carroll County, we can look it up after the show, but let me tell you about C.T. Hicks. C.T. Hicks accounted for five touchdowns in a 42-22 win over Yellville Summit. I bet you don't know where Yellville is either, do you?
I bet you don't know where Vienna is.
We're going to get me a little stick.
You know what? I didn't think I would go bougie here, but you know what? I can tell you all 50 states. I can tell you so much geography in Europe, okay? Maybe not in Arkansas, but that's okay.
C.T. Hicks, 7 of 12 passing for 169 yards, four touchdowns. He ran for 77 yards on six carries and scored a touchdown. Berryville Bobcats are 3-0, and they're opening conference play this week, I believe, against Huntsville. Have a great chance to maybe improve to 4-0 for the first time in a long time. So that is the top five of the week. It's going to be hard choosing top five from here on out with conference play starting. I'm sure Leland will have the same problem with the Gimme Five.
Well, we hope you enjoyed our show today, and be sure to check next week if all three of us agreed on having a poll. This is Prep Rally.